Now, Trump in Paris, California burning again. I'm Barton Ecker. President Trump and French President Macron have talks today in Paris. Prior to one of the two sets of talks, both agreed money needs to be better spent on defense.
I appreciate what you're saying about burden sharing. You know what my attitude's been, and we want a strong Europe. It's very important to us to have a strong Europe, and whichever way we can do it the best and most efficient would be something that we both want.
More than 6,700 homes and businesses have been destroyed by California's Camp Fire burning in Paradise in California, Northern California. Bryn Chatfield describes evacuating her home and driving through the flames.
I wasn't sure we were going to make it the whole time. Obviously, my prayer is very heartfelt, and I kept thinking, am I really ready to die? But I know that there was power in prayer, and that was what really comforted us.
Nine people are known dead. President Trump threatening to withhold federal payments in California, claiming its forest management is so poor.
Health officials expect cases of the flu to pick up in the coming weeks as Americans begin to travel for the holiday season. Doctors say there's still time to get a flu shot ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. The Center for Disease Control recommends a yearly flu vaccine for everyone 6 months of age and older. Getting vaccinated is the first and most important step in preventing the flu. I'm Bill Michaels.
The I Love New York tourism signs are about to be taken down from highways all across that state. The Federal Highway Administration warns the signs were too busy and were distracting drivers. Keeping the signs up will cost the state $14 million in penalties from the Federal Highway Administration. I'm Barton Eckert.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to Match.com/listen will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at Match.com/listen. That's Match.com/listen.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
China's state-owned news agency is adding two news anchors who aren't human. They are artificial intelligence.
It's not fake news, but a fake news anchor.
This is my very first day in Xinhua's agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua.
Well, don't expect this news presenter, who exists only on screens, to always get it right. The virtual anchor doesn't even pronounce the name of the Chinese news agency correctly. It's Xinhua, not Xinhua. The South China Morning Post reports Xinhua describes its creation as a breakthrough in the field of global AI synthesis, promising greater efficiency and lower costs.
I look forward to bringing you the brand new news experiences.
I'm Evan Haining.
Over 300 Macy's employees went through Clown University crash courses to get ready for the 92nd Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I'm Barton Ecker.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Have you tried?
Fast is crystal clear calls on the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like being able to join conference calls with one touch, without clumsy dial-ins and pins. And a Be Anywhere feature that lets you make and receive calls from any device and have them appear to be coming from your business line. Plus, over 30 other Comcast Business voice features to help improve productivity. For a limited time, save on an innovative voice solution and TV for your business when you get fast, reliable internet. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get any internet speed. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
Where do you stand? Find out on Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish.
Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here in studio with Pat DeSarno. Pat came into the station to tell me about the wonderful experience he had with my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Pat, what made you reach out to Debbie and Sarah originally?
All the marketing they do, the different processes that they have to get a home sold, having the buyers up front. Debbie has the buyers, was a big thing that stuck with me.
Did all the hype end up being true about the buyers? When did your home end up selling?
It never hit the market. With the Reynolds team, before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
What did Debbie and Sarah negotiate the buyer to offer for your home?
Full price plus $10,000 offer.
Bam! Debbie and Sarah are the real estate superstars for the D.C. Metro. Pat, would you recommend Debbie and Sarah?
I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly without any reservation whatsoever. They absolutely positively came through and did exactly what they said they were going
to
do.
If you need to sell your home, call Debbie and Sarah. They'll get you top dollar, and Debbie truly has the buyers. Call them today at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, they build, and install replacement windows so you don't pay the middleman markup. Mary Walter here, and Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice for replacement windows, and here's why. Most window dealers buy their windows from a manufacturer, they mark them up, and hire a subcontractor to install them. And who do you think you call if you have a warranty claim years down the road? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the factory, and you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. And right now is the best time to replace your windows, because you'll save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone.
Saturday morning update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is the Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton, our producer this morning, and obviously a lot to cover, ranging from the president in France to questions about ballots in Broward County to questions about etiquette at the White House with Jim Acosta. So we've got it covered from a number of different perspectives for you today. Now, we're going to talk about the events at the White House, of course, with John Gizzi. He's the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, and also with Michelle Moons. She is the White House correspondent for Breitbart News. And Michelle also has the latest for us on what's going on with the president of France and the president of the United States. Kind of an exchange of words when Macron said that he was suggesting that Europe build its own military in order to protect itself from the U.S., China, and Russia. Well, that set the president of the United States off. Macron and Trump meeting one-on-one this morning in France. Of course, the president in France this weekend for the 100th anniversary commemoration of the armistice ending World War I. So we'll get some background on that from Michelle this morning. Obviously, the caravan is still in the headlines. We'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about the very latest on securing the border and the incoming arrival of the caravan. We're going to talk also with Tony Schaefer about Mike Pompeo and Secretary of Defense Mattis. They're in security meetings with China. What's on the agenda there? Well, we're going to find that out. Also, we're going to ask Tony this morning about election security. There was a lot of talk about security in the run-up to the elections, and have we heard about any foreign intrusions into the elections? Well, I'm not sure. Sounds like the biggest threat to our election process is from the Broward County Elections Commissioner, Brenda Snipes. Wow. All right. Got the very latest here from the Miami Herald for you. I mean, you might as well go local and get their take on it. Now, the Miami Herald is not a conservative, you know, propaganda publication. It's the Miami Herald. So let me read you a paragraph or two from the Miami Herald so we can bring you right up to speed on what's going on with the vote count in Florida. Now, this involves the senatorial race between Bill Nelson, the Democrat who's been there since before all of us were born, and also Rick Scott, who is the current governor of Florida. Well, he hasn't really been there since all of us were born, but close. Okay. Now, here's what, and it also involves the gubernatorial race, Andrew Gillum and Ron DeSantis, because the votes are tightening. So here's what the Herald says. As the margins slimmed, U.S. Senator Marco Rubio began tweeting about possible corruption at Broward's beleaguered elections office. The Miami Herald continues to say, which has a history of missteps and has been the subject of constant controversy in recent years involving prematurely destroyed ballots and published vote tallies. Well, that's kind of heavy duty. Now, on Thursday, Rick Scott, he's the governor of Florida. Of course, he is running for Senate, and it looked like he was the winner, but his vote count has been shrinking. According to the Herald, Thursday, Scott announced that he has sued Brenda Snipes and Broward's elections office and asked the Florida Department of Law Enforcement to investigate as, quote, unethical liberals try to steal this election from the people of Florida, end of quote. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says it did not receive an official request from Scott yet, and they have yet to begin investigating. Of course, President Trump chimed in that he was going to be sending attorneys to South Florida. And Matt Gaetz, the representative, you see him quite often on the tube, he's a congressman from up in the panhandle of Florida, and he's a member of the DeSantis transition team. He made an appearance in Lauderhill, Florida, to call for the Florida Secretary of State to enact a state of receivership over Broward County, accused the office of making up votes to help Democrats win, and repeatedly called Snipes corrupt and incompetent. So we will see where that goes, and we're going to talk with Michelle Moon about that. Now, there's a vote situation in Arizona we're going to talk to Michelle about, and it's not as much corruption as it just takes forever to get the votes counted in Maricopa County. And that involves the senatorial race between Kyrsten Sinema and, of course, Martha McSally. So we'll get the very latest on that. We're going to talk with Matt Schlapp later on this morning. Matt was actually in Florida for the big vote recount in the presidential election. He was part of that, and Matt's right on top of what's going on in Broward County. So we'll talk with Matt Schlapp later on this morning. Jennifer Harper will join us. Of course, she's at the Washington Times, and we're going to get some of the reaction to Jim Acosta's back and forth with the president. And now, one thing, if you listen to WMAL regularly, you've heard this probably numerous times, but we do have people that listen to the Saturday Morning Update that work during the week. They don't have time to listen to the radio too much, so they'll check in on the update on Saturday to say, what did I miss this week? Well, here's what you missed. When Jim Acosta and the president got into it at the White House press conference on Wednesday, Jim Acosta was standing there, and the president said, you're done, you're finished, and there's a White House intern, and she's trying to get the microphone away from Jim to move it on over to the next reporter that Trump has called on already. Well, Jim doesn't want to give up the microphone. It's not a pretty picture, and if you have seen the video, I think he went over the line. She certainly was upset, you could tell. I mean, here's a White House. Imagine, you're a White House intern. Might be your first press conference, probably your first conference for sure in the East Room. The president is glaring at you to get the microphone away from Jim Acosta, and you've got Jim Acosta, who we know is a bit of a tough dude in terms of his stubbornness, and he's not giving up the microphone. So just imagine how she feels. You can see the look on her face. It's like, oh, I felt so bad for her, and I think that's probably why the White House came down on Acosta so hard and pulled his hard pass, they call it, the press pass. My guess it's because, you know, how that reaction resulted with the intern and what it meant to her. But anyway, this is the dialogue between Jim Acosta from CNN and President Trump, White House East Room Wednesday.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President,
I consider it to be an invasion.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Now, if you heard the tone of that conversation, Jim Acosta is like, no, it's not an invasion. Well, that's your opinion, Jim. The president had his opinion. You have your opinion, and you have the nerve to talk to the president of the United States that way? I know you're not a big fan of Donald Trump, and there are a lot of people that aren't big fans of his, but the president treated Acosta with respect there. He called on him. If I were Donald Trump, I'm not sure how often I would call on Jim Acosta because he's a pain in the you know what. So anyway, that's what set the whole thing off. And, you need to see the video if you haven't done it. But I just think when Jim Acosta says, no, it's not an invasion. Are you Webster's Dictionary, pal? You define everything that's in the world, bud? I don't think so. It's 6:17. You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And as I mentioned, we got a powerhouse of folks coming in this morning to bring us up to speed on all of the things that are important to the politics of the weekend. Oh, by the way, I was checking out CNN, the Situation Room, yesterday afternoon. They spent the 5 o'clock hour talking about Donald Trump and how he treats reporters, and also talking about the story out of the Wall Street Journal that said Trump was a little more involved possibly in the payments to Stormy Daniels and to Karen McDougal than had originally been discussed. So that was the 5 o'clock hour on CNN. About a half an hour of speculation and Trump bashing out of the Wall Street Journal story, and then a half hour of standing up for CNN reporters. And I get they stand up for the reporters. I understand that. But if you had caught the CBS News at 6:30 or the Fox News at 6, you would have heard about the fires in California. 9 is the latest death toll there in California, in Paradise, California. You would have seen coverage of maybe some real news on CBS or Fox, or heard about it on the WMAL newscasts, but CNN took an hour to just bash the bejesus out of Trump again. 5 to 6. That's the Situation Room these days. 6:18, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Snow on the ground, frost on the windows, a chill in the air, and yet the irony of winter in West Virginia is just how warm it makes you feel. It's that incredible feeling that brings people back year after year. This is winter, pure and unspoiled. This is the outdoor playground you can make all your own. Magical and full of memories. And there are few better escapes than the winter wonders found at Canaan Valley and Blackwater Falls. Just 3 hours outside Washington, D.C. It's everything you long for in a snowy getaway. Fill your day with skiing, skating, sledding, and tubing. Then wander about the local antique shops and breweries when the sun sets. This is winter at its finest. Marvelous and pure. Find your version of winter heaven at wvtourism.com.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
Thank you for being so strong.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You're making a huge difference.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
That's what we do.
WMAL.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/listen will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Michelle Moons. She's the White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
The president is in France this weekend, and it's the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And somewhat ironic, after the role that the United States played in World War I and the losses of over 100,000 of our troops, it's ironic that we're in a skirmish of words between President Macron and President Trump.
Right. So a few days ago, President Macron came out and called for an EU army, a legitimate big army. They've talked about sort of a quick response army, but this is going even further. And we've seen this trending for years. But now to have Macron come out and say it, and then to add on that they need it in order to protect the EU from the U.S., China, and Russia. I mean, to add in the U.S., to protect from the U.S., when he has been projecting as if he has this friendship with Trump, that they get along, he had the Trumps over to France for Bastille Day and the start of the centennial for the end of World War One, and then the Trumps had him and his wife, Brigitte, actually have a state visit for France. I mean, it is the one state visit that's happened, and that they welcomed the Macrons here to the U.S., and now Macron's saying that the EU needs to have an army to protect from the U.S. China, sure. Russia, sure. I get that. But the U.S., it is just very, and so then Trump came out and having heard this, and as he's on his way to Paris, and he tweets out about this, saying how very insulting this is, and perhaps Europe should pay its fair share of NATO, and then Trump says, which the U.S. subsidizes greatly. And this is something that he brought up at the NATO summit previously. You have people like Brexit leader Nigel Farage, former UKIP leader, who has previously warned about an EU army, and some who were anti-Brexit had said, oh, no, that's a crazy dream. That's not going to happen. And now it's definitely being pushed, not just by the EU commissioner, Juncker, but also by the president of France. And now going so far as to say to protect against the U.S. when you're talking about these are people that are part of NATO and that NATO is supposed to protect against Russia. So that's fine if he's saying protect against Russia, but protect against the U.S. And right as Trump is going to be coming to France, it is quite remarkable that this would happen just this week, that he would come out and say that. And to boot, that President Macron said it when he was touring around as part of the centennial for the end of the war. So add that to another level of offense to the U.S., really.
It will be interesting to see the chemistry this weekend, because when those two leaders get together, in the past at least, have been very close and, you know, quite jovial. So it'll be interesting to see if they patch that one up or if it continues to be somewhat contentious.
I would expect to see some tension for sure, careful tension likely.
Speaking of tension and contention, it was the White House on Wednesday, a press conference held by the president right after the elections. There was a dust-up, kind of the regular dust-up between Jim Acosta and President Trump, but it resulted in Jim Acosta's hard pass being suspended, at least at this point. And I guess my question for you is, as a White House correspondent, was the reason for the suspension just the back and forth with Acosta and Trump's disagreement with what Acosta was trying to do, or was it more the treatment of the intern who was caught in the middle? Because I saw the look on her face, and she just looked mortified because she's there, she's an intern, and she's trying to do her job for the President of the United States, and you've got a guy that won't give up a microphone.
Right. I mean, you did see the look on her face and that she was trying to do her job. And for someone who is just a young person working at the White House, this is probably the first time she's had a job, with such gravity when you're in something that the world's eyes are on. And she's just trying to do her job there. I think not relenting and then pushing down on her arm, it was just completely inappropriate. I think you saw people from a number of positions coming out and saying that is, it's just not acceptable. It's not appropriate. And honestly, being in that press room, I think you see so many times, so many of these reporters, and they make the story about themselves. I know times when I've been in these press briefings and, I mean, you see the same reporters getting questions over and over, and some of us that don't get to ask questions and as much as some of the mainstream outlets do, and you'll see someone like Acosta, someone with the main TV stations or even that have one of those privileged seats in the front of the press room, because those are all assigned. For anyone that doesn't know, all of those seats are assigned. We do not have a seat. And so sometimes somebody doesn't show up and I can grab one, but there really is something to having that proximity to the front of the room, right? I'm speaking of the press room, and obviously the briefing the other day was held in the East Room, so that is a little bit different. But so often, and then they complain. They'll complain. I mean, I've seen someone like Acosta complain for not getting a question one day, and I'm going, I strive for the one day that I do get a question, so I just don't have a lot of patience for complaining about when they get questions all the time. And then they make the story about themselves because they make it all combative. I mean, I'm telling you, I wrote a story about how in that same press conference, Trump listed 8 different candidates during the midterm elections that refused his help and then didn't win their races. And that got less attention because so much attention was put on Acosta makes a big scene at the White House press conference and then I go, well, the story is all about him. Why are we not talking about really the things that are going on in this country and around the world? The stories get sidetracked to talking about almost like a tabloid-worthy discussion about this reporter or that reporter and how they've made themselves the story and not made the news the story. I really appreciate the amount of access. I got to ask a question the other day when Pastor Brunson came home and they held an Oval Office meeting. And then he's been coming out more when he departs the White House, when he was going to the rallies or what have you, when he comes out to the South Lawn to get onto Marine One, he's been doing press availabilities very much. And it would be a shame to see that diminish. It has been so great to be able to put our questions directly to the president.
One other story you've been covering is the race between Kyrsten Sinema and Martha McSally, of course, the Senate race in Arizona, which ain't over. What is the very latest and what to expect in the days ahead?
Right, so there was a vote count that came through that flipped it to where Sinema took the lead, and a great number of those votes were coming from Maricopa County. Now, Maricopa County, something that's been coming to the surface is that the Maricopa County recorder, the person that's overseeing the record of these votes in Maricopa County, is a big Bernie Sanders supporter. Even in 2016, he donated to Bernie Sanders several times, and that was when he was nominated for the position that he has now. Even in November of that year, he got on stage with Bernie Sanders for a Hillary Clinton event and was openly supportive. This is not like someone's private beliefs. This is openly being an activist for a democratic socialist. And now that we're seeing what was a strong McSally lead on Tuesday, when we were seeing results come in and gradually dwindle down and then flip, when we see Maricopa County, for those who don't know, far and away has the most amount of votes in the state. It's concentrated there for sure. Last night they've said that they've finished counting their votes. Sinema has about a point lead. and we'll still see some votes come in from places like Pima County, Pinal County, Yuma County, and Sinema is ahead in Pima currently, according to the Arizona Secretary of State, and McSally's ahead in Pinal County. We'll see how much McSally does or does not make up in that amount and whether there would even possibly be some sort of recount, but it is, I think, going to become more of a question. This individual, who is a strong Bernie Sanders supporter, overseeing the vote counts in the county with the by far largest amount of votes in the state, and that that's where this flip came in. And two full days after polling had closed, polls were closing, is when we're finally seeing this flip. So I think it definitely, there's questions out there. The Republican parties of several counties have submitted a lawsuit to be considered in the state over this. They're trying to expedite that as well to make sure, because, for example, this individual, Adrian Fontes, the county recorder in Maricopa County, believes that it's okay to, after the election has occurred, to then call up if signatures don't match on a mail ballot or dropped off ballot, that they can call a voter and say, did you sign this ballot? Well, usually you're only allowed to do that before the election happens and not after. And this individual, this Adrian Fontes, believes that it's okay. And so that's been a practice, apparently, that they've been doing. And so they're counting certain votes that normally wouldn't have been counted because they're not seeing signatures match. So that is a concern and part of what this lawsuit is dealing with.
We will be watching Arizona and Florida in the days ahead. Michelle Moons, White House correspondent for Breitbart News, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Rick. Good to be here.
It's now 6:32. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. Good to have you with us. A quick check of some of the headlines around the country and around the globe. Paradise, California is a community that was founded in the 1800s, but that fire that has become the most destructive in California history has wiped out the town of Paradise, California in less than a day. 6,700 structures have been destroyed, almost all of them homes. The fire has now grown to nearly 140 square miles. 9 people have been found dead in that fire, some inside their cars, others outside vehicles or homes after a desperate evacuation. President Trump is assuring the United States will help with European defense, but repeated his insistence that nations on the continent pay their fair share, as we've been talking about it. Trump and the French President Emmanuel Macron meeting this morning after a public spat over the French leader's suggestion that Europe should rely less on the U.S. Trump said that Macron understands that the U.S. can only do so much, but he also made clear that the U.S. was not disengaging, declaring, quote, "We want to help." That meeting just wrapping up in France this morning. Authorities are trying to make sense of why that gunman killed 12 people at a Southern California bar. They're not publicly discussing what they've learned, but at least one Instagram post that the shooter made after beginning the massacre has emerged as an early focus. Social media platforms have scrubbed it and other posts following Wednesday's massacre. One law enforcement official did say that Ian David Long, the 28-year-old former Marine, posted about his mental state and whether people would believe he was sane. Authorities also have been investigating whether he believed his former girlfriend would be at the Borderline Bar and Grill, said the official. The official had been briefed on the investigation but not authorized to discuss it. Did speak to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity. It is 6:34. You are listening to the Saturday morning update on WMAL. And looks like the morning is actually a little better than we had been anticipating. Looks partly cloudy today. High temperature only to 41. Going to be very chilly overnight, down to 29. Sunshine tomorrow, high 48. Overnight lows 33 on Sunday. For Monday, some light rain, up to 52. Showers Tuesday, high of 48. Outside now in Washington, it's a crisp 41 degrees, and that's about where we're going to be for a high today. 6:35, Saturday morning update.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Surviving the Computer Age, How to Save Your Neck and Shoulders on Wednesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
When you need an MRI, here's the name to know. Washington Open MRI. It's not only the most comfortable and convenient way to have an MRI, but now it's also the most affordable. Call 866-MRI-ASAP today to learn more about this upright, weight-bearing, open procedure where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI works with most insurance companies and offers low out-of-pocket costs for non-insurance patients. Call Washington Open MRI today, 866-MRI-ASAP.
Shingles, why is fall the best season of all?
Beats the shingles out of me.
Come on, get your heads out of your asphalt.
I know, it's not hot and wet like summer or cold and wet like winter.
Now you're getting your shingles together. Fall is the best time to get a new roof, and you know what that means.
We make like a tree and leave. Did she say leave?
Better call Long Roofing now and get a new roof from $99 a month.
We build trust and peace of mind into every Long Roofing roof.
Go to longroofing.com.
Are you interested in trading stocks as a way to generate extra monthly income? Then listen up. Before you waste time or money on another service, you really need to learn about the online trader community that everyone is talking about. This is the group that allows you to trade with their money. That's right. When you complete their training program, Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their own money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep up to 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund's Trader Development Program is producing seriously amazing results. And as a special offer, today, they are allowing our listeners to get started for free. Just text the word BUZZ to 48542 to join Apiary's trading program now. Learn how to trade using their money, not your own. To get started, just text BUZZ to 48542. That's B-U-Z-Z to 48542 to join the Apiary trading community today. Text BUZZ to 48542. That's BUZZ to 48542.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It is a Saturday Morning Update. It is wonderful to have you with us on this holiday weekend. Jennifer Harper joins us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
You have been watching the White House correspondence and watching the media in general for years. We saw what happened at the White House between Jim Acosta, an intern at the White House, and the president's response. And it has gone crazy this week in the aftermath.
Yes, it has. I mean, this incident, it was, 20 seconds long or so, something like that? And it sparked just hours and hours and hours of analysis and reactions and soul searching and complaints and cautions and all kinds of things. So this was, definitely, these things happen. These kind of caustic exchanges happen, but this was one that kind of is going to go down in the record book because of the response that it brought. I think it was a cultural and political moment all at once. And also, I don't think it was a very productive exchange, Rick, because the public, when they witness something like this, they see all the drama and trauma and they see the whole spat, and they don't get any information out of it. But all that aside, I did chat with some pretty interesting people about this, And some of them are the media ethics scholars at the Poynter Institute. This is a very interesting group down in Florida. They're essentially a journalistic think tank, and a lot of resources in terms of information and ethics and so forth and so on. And this is what they had to say about this particular incident. They said, "We want journalists to ask questions and seek truth. But Jim Acosta's encounter Wednesday at a White House press conference was less about asking questions and more about making statements. In doing so, the CNN White House reporter gave President Trump room to critique Acosta's professionalism. In this time of difficult relations between the press and the White House, reporters who operate above reproach while still challenging the power of the office will build credibility. This is in no way a defense of Trump's suspension of Acosta's White House press credentials. Rather, it's a caution to not hand your critic the stick to beat you with." Again, this is Al Tompkins and Kelly McBride. They are the media ethics scholars at the Poynter Institute. And, you know, Fox News anchor Chris Wallace, he said that Mr. Acosta had embarrassed himself. The White House Correspondents Association have condemned the fact that the White House took away Mr. Acosta's credentials, and so did the Society of Professional Journalists. And they declared that the politicians denying access to reporters is a way to control who covers them, and it is a violation of the First Amendment, et cetera, et cetera. Although it's interesting to note that the Society of Professional Journalists, Rick, they have a whole code of ethics themselves. And one of their ethics is this: ethical journalism treats subjects, sources, colleagues, and members of the public as human beings deserving of respect. Well, so that's interesting, too. Meanwhile, Media Matters for America, Rick, this is a progressive media watchdog, has launched a public petition demanding that Mr. Acosta gets his credentials back and that journalists stick together and so forth and so on. And that drew about 700,000 signatures in a couple of hours. And meanwhile, the White House is definitely standing by its comments and actions here. And you have to remember that there was the White House intern that was involved in that, and the White House was certainly upset about that. And White House Senior Communication Advisor Mercedes Schlapp, this is what she told Fox Business Network: "It's important to show that Jim Acosta did place his hands on this White House staffer's. She's young, she was shaken up, she was intimidated by what Jim Acosta did. What we are seeing is bad behavior that cannot be tolerated." Again, that's coming from Mercedes Schlapp. So very complicated situation, Rick, and one that's not done yet.
You know, had that been a Republican lawmaker that had done that with an intern like that, a female intern, he would have been labeled a misogynist, a sexist, and probably would have been run out of office by now. So the big question next is, does Jim Acosta get his credentials back, and what, the bookies are getting into it?
Well, like we said, this is a complicated moment indeed. There is a wagering opportunity apparently going on with the Acosta matter, and this is coming from Bovada, an online betting concern. They cover sports, horse racing, poker, casino games, etc., and they are asking this question to those who want to place a wager: will Jim Acosta get his White House press pass back before 2019? And they gave odds for yes, he will get his credentials back, and no, he will not have his press pass returned. And I did speak with the head odds maker at Bovada. His name is Pat Morrow, and this is what he says: "As of now, the money is being heavily on yes for Acosta to have his credentials reinstated." And he also points out that not only did they take wagers on this, but this week they took wagers on the midterms and also the new attorney general, that whole situation. And they said that the U.S. midterms stood side by side with the NBA, NHL, and college football in terms of interest among the people who bet on stuff. So there you go, another facet to this fascinating moment.
My money's on Pam Bondi for attorney general. Well, speaking of the attorney general, uproar this week when Jeff Sessions was finally terminated, as if that was some kind of a big surprise, but liberal Democrats have gone absolutely nuts over it this week.
Yes, indeed, and they are particularly irked by the whole Mueller investigation. Is it going to go on? Is it going to be interfered with? And there is a very loud movement about this around the nation. Again, the whole protest mechanism has gone into line here. In fact, the leading Twitter hashtag, one of the leading ones this week, was called Protect Mueller. So this hashtag is kind of the motto of a whole new movement, and this is being organized by the folks at Move On and 49 other progressive groups, and they're calling for nationwide protests. They're calling it the Mueller Protection Rapid Response, and they are want to ensure that the investigation of Russian collusion and all that stuff is going to continue, and they also demand that interim Attorney General Matthew Whitaker recuse himself from the activities. And this is how far-reaching it is. Some of the activist groups here are the Women's March. They were the folks that brought a million women to the mall at one point. Pantsuit Nation is in on this. Sierra Club, Greenpeace, Daily Coast, People for the American Way, plus Next Gen America and Need to Impeach. Both of those organizations were founded and currently supported by billionaire activist Tom Steyer. So again, the combination of the Attorney General and the Mueller investigation has gotten the progressive activists all in a whirl.
We've seen the conservative movement moving most recently to Brazil with the election of Jair Bolsonaro, the tropical Trump. The conservative movement is now moving to Japan.
Yes, this is an interesting phenomenon. Actually, it's something that happened previously. The American Conservative Union, you know, they are very famous for the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, which is coming up in February again. But they have inaugurated a new CPAC. It's called JCPAC, and yes, it is in Japan. So we've got all this turmoil going on in the United States political landscape. The American Conservative Union is taking their message overseas. This is actually the second year in a row for JCPAC, and it's a very strategic offshoot of regular CPAC, which you have to remember draws about 13,000 people every year. So JCPAC is going to begin next week in Tokyo. It's got 2 days of very intense discussion on the midterms and the implications of all that, problems with media accuracy and bias, U.S. relations with Asia, the evolving situation in the Korean Peninsula, and all the persistent interesting things that go on with the Chinese economic and military expansionism. So it's a smart thing to do right now, and the organizers, this is what they have to say. Liberty and democracy in Asia, which were heavily damaged under the Obama administration, is recovering since the inauguration of President Trump. Some of the folks that will be over there, Mick Mulvaney, director of the White House Office of Management and Budget, will be there. Of course, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp will be there, along with his Japanese counterparts. Lots and lots of speakers, including analyst Gordon Chang, a very smart guy. Again, that's JCPAC. I find it interesting and a smart move on their part.
We've seen the spin in the media and from the pundits on the caravan. What are Americans thinking about the caravan?
Well, the caravan, you know, certainly after Mr. Trump reconfigured amnesty and got everyone all upset all over again, and we know that there's currently still about 6,000 folks in the caravan that are coming. They may switch their route, but they're still on their way. But there is actually a poll out there that gauges what the American public thinks about the caravan. Haven't seen very many of these. But anyway, Rick, it's an Economist YouGov poll, and the findings are kind of stark here. This poll revealed that only 16% of Americans overall would accept all of the immigrants in the caravan. This is a decision that's shared by 27% of Democrats and only 6% of Republicans. Again, that's only 16% of Americans would accept all the folks in the caravan. And another 28% overall said that they would reject all of the immigrants. That includes 56% of Republicans, but only 9% of Democrats agreed with that. And there are also some conditional responses. 38% would accept only those who had a valid claim for asylum and reject the rest. And about half of Democrats like that idea, along with about a third of Republicans. And also, the poll found that a noteworthy 44% of Americans approve of President Trump's decision to send troops to the border. and only a third disapprove of that idea. And, of course, there's a big partisan divide. 87% of Republicans like the fact that there are troops along the border or on their way towards the border, and only 15% of Democrats. So those are kind of rare findings. We haven't had a lot of polls out there to gauge it, but I guess a way to put it would be Americans are sort of cool towards the caravan at this point.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway of the Washington Times. Have a wonderful weekend, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It's now 10 of 7. You're listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, and coming up next, we'll get the latest what's going on in Florida, and also, it is Veterans Day.
Build your dream home with confidence at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show this weekend, November 9th through the 11th. Attend free daily educational workshops, meet with manufacturers and builders, and visit the all-new Rustic Marketplace this weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center, thelogandtimberhomeshow.com.
This Veterans Day, Chiniga Mayos would like to thank all of America's military veterans for their service. They proudly support those who served our country, and whether you served 1 year or 40, your sacrifice is not forgotten. Chiniga Mayos is dedicated to hiring military veterans and their family members. To learn how they support America's military and their families, visit them online at chinigamayos.com/careers. That's chinigamios.com/careers. And to all our veterans, thanks.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. A-ActionHomeServices.com.
When Alan decided to put his Clarendon condo up for sale, he discussed very realistic expectations with his agent about how long it should take to sell. Well, imagine Alan's frustration when after a year, the condo still hadn't sold. That is when Alan called Carrie Schull. Once Carrie and her team took over, Alan's condo sold for full price in just under 3 weeks. As happy as Alan was, he wished he had called the Carrie Schull team first. This is Mary Walter, and if you've listed your home with other agents who were unable to deliver you a buyer, or if you're still looking for an agent to sell your home, listen to Alan and call the Carrie Schull team first. Thousands of people in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia have trusted Carrie Schull to sell their homes because they know she will sell their homes faster and for more money than other local agents. Plus, if Carrie Schull can sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, she'll buy it. Call the only agent I would call were I to sell a home. Call the Carrie Schull team at 703-952-SOLD. That's 703-952-SOLD. Or go online to carrieschull.com. K-E-R-I-S-H-U-L-L.com.
Dr. Kusher here for Compass Fat Loss. You know, every New Year's we have more new patients with a resolution than we can handle. Well, this year, for the first and probably last time, we have something different. Enroll in the Compass program before Thanksgiving and receive a $300 discount off our usual program fee. That's right, $300 just for starting now. Spots will fill up fast and be gone quickly, so don't wait. Lose up to 50 pounds before the new year ever hits. Call 800-735-2281 to set up your free consultation at any location, or go to compassfatloss.com.
Have you tried that trendy new dating app? You can have months of frivolous fun with people who just love to play games. But if you're ready for something more grown-up, try the Match app. Over 30,000 new people a day are heading to Match for grown-up conversations that lead to great dates and beyond. Our listeners that go to match.com/listen will get 7 days free. 7 days to view photos and informative profiles to get a deeper sense of the people you'd like to meet. This free offer is only at match.com/listen. That's match.com/listen.
It is a Saturday morning update. We are at 6:55, and a couple of notes. Today is the 243rd anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. Of course, this is Veterans Day weekend. And just a quick note on Veterans Day. It is the day of the year that we honor all military veterans. And obviously, for those veterans and those in service currently to the country, our hats are off to you. My goodness, the personal sacrifices, the family sacrifices that are made day in and day out, 365 days a year, not to mention what it must be like to be in combat. All we can do is say thank you. Veterans Day was originally known as Armistice Day, and it was implemented November 11th of 1919, President Wilson issuing a message to the United States on Armistice Day. It was the first anniversary of Armistice Day, so if you do the math, this year is the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, which is why President Trump is in France this weekend, and World War One ending formally at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. Well, the battles continue in Florida. Now, you've heard about the Broward County vote count. Judges in Palm Beach and Broward counties have sided with Florida Governor Rick Scott against two supervisors of elections. The Circuit Judge Krista Marks yesterday ordered Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections Susan Boucher to give the county canvassing board any duplicate ballots and any overvoted or undervoted ballots that have not yet been provided to the board. They are due by 10 a.m. this morning, 3 hours, 3 minutes and counting. In Broward County, the Circuit Court Judge Carol Lisa Phillips set a 7 o'clock deadline last night for the Supervisor of Elections, Brenda Snipes, to turn over the voter information under Florida's open record laws. Reports are they missed the deadline. Scott's campaign filed the lawsuits late Thursday when he said during a news conference that unethical liberals are trying to steal the election. Volunteers in Georgia have been trying to find ballots that could help Democrat Stacey Abrams close the gap against Republican Brian Kemp. That, of course, Georgia's unresolved race for governor, unresolved in the minds of Democrats. Brian Kemp leads in the unofficial returns. He's already resigned as Secretary of State. He's starting a transition. Kemp supporters, though, are working feverishly to locate uncounted provisional ballots before a deadline. Not clear whether the effort has paid off, but a majority black county with more than 750,000 residents in metro Atlanta, that's DeKalb County, said it would remain open past normal hours for provisional voters. Let's look what's going on in those contested vote counts. 6:58, Saturday morning update.
Are you using insurance to protect your family? Remember, your insurance needs will change with every change in your finances, especially if you add new assets or take on new debt. This is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. A good financial advisor can help with your entire financial plan, including insurance. Give us a call today and learn how we can work with you.
Log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Just in time for holiday gift buying, the Northern Virginia Christmas Market returns to the Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Over 200 exhibitors will feature the best American-made crafts, jewelry, fresh holiday decorations, one-of-a-kind Christmas gifts, apparel, tasty treats, and much, much more. Find that special gift for yourself or a loved one this weekend at the 25th Annual Northern Virginia Christmas Market, Friday and Saturday 10 to 6, Sunday 10 to 5 at the Dulles Expo Center. For $1 off admission, bring a canned food donation for the Capital Area Community Food Bank.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart, the host of the Pointing You Home show on Sundays at 8 o'clock and Senior Solutions at 8:30. This Sunday on Senior Solutions, I'll have Dr. Marvin Olasky, who's the author of a great book called The Tragedy of American Compassion. It's the history of the formation of entitlements in our country. We'll also discuss Widow Care, my nonprofit, to support widows and widowers in our local region. Come and join me for Senior Solutions at 8:30 Sunday morning, right here on WMAL. I'll see you then.
News is coming up next. If you're planning to take Metro to Washington National Airport this weekend, you want to listen to the news with Heather Curtis. She'll be followed by John Gizzi, White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer's coming up, and also Matt Schlapp. So stay with us on this Saturday morning update.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.